Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Through a Glass Brightly, Using Science to See Our Species as We Really Are, by David P. Barish, read by Charles Constant. Part 1. The Allure of Human Centrality, or How We Persistently Try to Deny Our Place in the Natural World, and Fail. Prelude to Part 1. Being kicked out of paradise must have been tough on Adam and Eve. The requirement to earn food by the sweat of their brow was doubtless bad enough, not to mention pain in childbirth, but losing immortality and being told that dust they are and to dust they will return must have been, in modern parlance, a real bummer. In any event, those particular losses happened long ago, so no one around today has directly experienced the trauma. By contrast, in recent time, we human beings have been deprived of some of our most beloved and comforting Edenic myths, with others dropping out almost daily, leaving us to confront a growing array of paradigms lost, many of them variants on this fact, easy to state, hard to accept. We are not as important, as special, as all-around wonderful as we'd like. Confronting this reality, more accurately, trying to negotiate around it, engages a deep-rooted tendency whereby people begrudgingly accept what is forced on them, while nonetheless clinging to their most cherished pre-existing beliefs, what they want to be true. Prominent current cases include granting that the Earth's climate is heating up, but refusing to accept that human beings are responsible, or acknowledging that evolution is real when it comes, for example, to microbial antibiotic resistance.